Are you ready?
What's good, everybody? Welcome to the podcast. This is the Pro Wrestling Social Club, and I'm Raven B, and we've got a lot of things to talk about today. So let's just jump into things. Let's start out with the fact that, now this is a few weeks old now, not too old, but Edge is now All Elite. Edge is in All Elite Wrestling. How cool is that? His contract just ended. Now he's a free agent. He goes to AEW, reunites with Christian. And you know what Christian says to him after they have an emotional hug in the middle of the ring? Let's get a clip.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, so that's crazy. Now, Edge and Christian, they last hugged in the middle of the ring when Edge made his return back to the Royal Rumble a few years ago in WWE. And we didn't know how long his run was going to last, and it ended up being, what, 2 years, I believe? And, you know, it's a shame to see him go. But now he's got new life to his career. Look, I don't think he's that old. I grew up watching wrestling in the early 90s. And watching 80s wrestling, and it seemed like all those dudes were in their 40s or 50s anyway. So Edge pushing 50 or something like that. I'm not sure his age. Hey Siri, how old is Adam Copeland?
Adam Yates is 31 years old.
No. Hey Siri, how old is Adam Copeland?
Adam Yates is 31 years old.
Okay, let's try this again. Hey Siri, how old is Edge from WWE?
Edge is 49 years old.
Thank you. Okay, so pushing 50. I was spot on. I do love wrestling. It is my favorite. You know, I don't see how people are into sports like football and baseball. I mean, I used to be into basketball, and I could see how you can get into following sports. When I was into basketball, I was into like so many teams and so many different players and all their stats. But now, it's just like, I saw it during the best times, the 90s. I hate to say that, I sound old. But yeah, I mean, for basketball, I saw it when, you know, the 90s. That's when it was, in my opinion, the best. Maybe the 80s as well. But where am I going with this? The point is, Edge isn't that old. Now, he can do a few things in AEW. He can team up with Christian. He can have a rivalry with him. You know, maybe they can do both. I would love to see them eventually become a tag team, win the tag team belts. Also, I would like to see them go up against the Hardys, the Hardy Boys. That's my must-see tag match. Oh my God. If we could see the Hardy Boys versus Edge and Christian in AEW, that will be just epic. You know, if we get them as a tag team champions going up against all of the best tag teams coming out right now, even the young ones like the Acclaimed and, Swerve Strickland and Keith Lee. But I don't think they're a team anymore. But I would love to see so many tag matches with them. But right now, Christian is a solo heel in the game. And I don't know. I don't think they're going to team up anytime soon, but I'm sure they will eventually. Now that would be epic. You know what that would be? That would be some real trap shit. Damn, son. Where'd you find this? Yeah. Well, sorry, So let's talk a little bit about what's going on right now with the musical chairs in wrestling. So Jade Cargill from AEW just got signed to WWE. And that's awesome. That's awesome. They're going to position her to be a big star, it looks like, and that's just great. I'm a big fan of her, but you know what? Even the big fans of her got to admit, she isn't completely there. She still is kind of green. Meaning, like, she's not a seasoned veteran right now. She's still learning the ropes. It just so happened that her whole career, I don't want to talk shit about her, but it just seems like she didn't want to lose. I mean, no one does. So I think that she was somebody in AEW where is well known that the inmates run the asylum. I'm pretty sure she just wanted to be a champ out the gate, so she just never lost. So WWE is going to be quite a wake-up call for her because they have 50-50 booking. You're not going undefeated, I promise you. And we'll see what happens, though. But WWE also may have signed another person from AEW that was formerly with them. In fact, it's somebody that is in the top 10 of the longest title reigns, and I do believe he also has the most title defenses. And I'm talking about world title. Well, let me just give you this hint. They call him the best in the world. CM Punk posted on Instagram a picture of some bloody knuckles of his. And when you zoom in on the knuckles, it said Survivor Series. Now that is causing a lot of speculation. I wasn't really big on the idea of CM Punk going to WWE because I didn't want to see him go there and not make an impact. I want, like, when he was in AEW, he was there. He had great moments. He won the belt a couple times. It was great. And even after he got stripped of the title and he came out with the other title, well, with his old title, and he spray painted an X on it, kind of reminiscent of Hulk Hogan and WCW, I gotta admit, I marked out. That was an amazing, an epic moment. And what's interesting is Survivor Series is in Chicago. So if he makes a surprise appearance, yeah, that's going to be crazy. They're already sold out for the attendance for the show. But if Punk goes back to WWE, that's going to be fucking awesome. I really don't know how else to describe it. Now, another little tidbit, what I think would be really interesting is that Seth Rollins, somewhat recently, I don't know how long ago, but he definitely made some out-of-pocket remarks talking about Punk, saying he's a locker room cancer. And you know what the funny thing was? He was using that buzzword, locker room cancer, that AEW was throwing around. That those snowflake softies, the Elite, Kenny Omega and the Jackson brothers, those little softies, and Adam Page. Yeah, So at first Seth Rollins gave me the ick when he said that, and I was like, okay, I guess I'm not liking him anymore. But now I just realize that's genius of Rollins. Fucking genius, because they can now feud about those comments, and Punk can talk and cut his promos on Rollins, but they'll have a double entendre meaning for the Elite over at AEW. So you could say, yeah, and if you don't like me and you want to call me a locker room cancer, what I could tell you and everyone else that says that or thinks that, yeah, that would be great. Because then Punk would be, because look, the Elite, Kenny Omega, Matt and Nick Jackson, they have a show on YouTube called Being the Elite. And I've noticed that they're little punks. They throw in these little subliminal disses talking shit about CM Punk. But they're doing it just to be little bitches. They're not doing it to push a story forward. They're just doing it because they're softy, new generation, young motherfuckers. They're not even that young. Kenny Omega's 43, I think, my age, and the Jackson boys are receding hair, and they're in their late 30s, something like that. But still, man, nah, there's some little punks. I can't stand them. They're on their little YouTube vlog talking so much shit, really subtly and subliminally, about CM Punk. But now CM Punk goes back to WWE. He can be out there every night and be talking shit about them, and they can't do anything about it. As I drop my phone. So, in conclusion, I think it's safe to say that CM Punk will be popping up at Survivor Series in Chicago. Another thing I want to talk about is LA Knight. Yeah. No, seriously. We've got the next pay-per-view coming up, Crown Jewel. LA Knight is going to be going toe-to-toe with the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns. And Reigns has been champ for 1,100 days. Personally, I don't see him dropping the belt before 3,000 days. But this is still a rite of passage for him to get himself put up in the top of the card with a high caliber, the best in the business, Roman Reigns right now. So this is great. Is he going to win? I'm not sure. I'm going to go with no as my prediction. I hope I'm wrong, but I just don't see Roman losing yet. He's had the belt for 1,100 days. They've already taken it this far with him. And he's, I believe, fourth place on the all-time longest streaks. So the next one he has to beat, Hulk Hogan's streak of 1,400 days and some change. Then he has to be, actually, I think Bruno Sammartino has like an 1,800 day. And then we got Bob Backlund with like 2,000 days, something like that. And then you got Sammartino again with like a 2,800 day reign. 2,803, I think it is. So actually, Roman Reigns is fifth all time. And I really don't see them taking it this far without letting him go for that number one record. Because a lot of today's generation have no idea who Bruno Sammartino is. I've never seen him wrestle one match myself, and I'm 44. So that's saying something. That dude's old. And Bob Backlund, again, another wrestler, I can tell you, I really haven't even seen a match with him. I think I seen him wrestle once on Raw in the early 90s, but that's it. And so I see those two guys as being someone the fans don't know. So it's hard for them to give reverence to the accomplishment they made. So I think by Roman Reigns getting the all-time streak is going to give a new generation a hero for the ages. This, and he's not a hero though, he's a villain, he's a heel, but still, Roman Reigns, this is I think the trajectory with him. Anyway, yeah, so him and LA Knight went at it. I have a clip, I'm gonna play it, but if I don't have the copyright permission, I'm gonna have to take this down. So whether the clip plays or not, we'll let you know.
Tribal chief, right? Yeah. You're a defending champion, right? No. I'll tell you what you are. Right now, you're a man standing in my way. Oh my God, I'm sorry, man. How rude of me. I didn't even introduce myself. Because... you know why? You've been sitting at home on the couch for the last month and a half, and you wear that gold title around your waist. Things have changed just a little bit. So I'll tell you what, Tulsa, tell them whose game this is.
Yeah, LA Knight is a savage on the microphone. So it was really cool that Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso won the Undisputed Tag Team Championship. And that was awesome. But now they lost the belts back to who they won them from, the Judgment Day. So I gotta say, I like both of them with the belts. It's a good look for all of them. The Judgment Day as a group is pretty cool. I liked them better when Edge was the leader. but it's a great group. And I liked it. I like Finn Balor. And him and Damian Priest as tag team champs is great. And I think they all have gold, actually, at the moment, too. So they are one of the most dominant factions. So those are the general things I wanted to talk about. WWE Hall of Famer Booker T recently commented on NXT star Lexus King, aka Brian Pillman Jr., as he was known in AEW, and that's his real name, being spotted with Matt Riddle. Riddle was in WWE for about 5 years, and during that time he had a lot of controversial incidents. And you know what? Even though I like him, and I gotta separate the art from the artist, but he was kind of a fucking weirdo. It's fine that he's always smokes pot. I can relate. But dude was always, like, fucking around with porn stars. And porn stars covered in tattoos and stuff like that. Like, He was really involved in some degenerate shit. Look, a little bit of my dislike for Riddle is from jealousy. I want to be the one chilling with tattooed porn stars as girlfriends. But he was getting into some drama with them and text messages and all types of just bullshit drama was coming out. Alright, Riddle was released like somewhere around last month. While King, I gotta call him Pillman Jr. Pillman Jr., that's... Damn. Alright, that's his old name. But Pillman Jr. signed with WWE earlier this year. A few days ago, he competed in his first NXT match at a live event. The 30-year-old was also recently spotted training with Riddle. Booker T was just joking around saying that he's about to get fired before he starts. Yeah, he's just saying, talking shit on his podcast about how he knew his father and he knew his father was like a trouble, kind of troublemaker guy. He did cocaine. If you call somebody that does cocaine and drinks heavily and gets into fights and has a gun, if you call like someone like that troublesome, then yeah, he was troublesome. But okay, he was a troublesome guy. Yeah, anyway, let's move the hell on. I don't want to go over this bullshit, the dirt sheets. The dirt sheets are so pathetic. Bullshit, wannabe drama, it's just a joke. So I might not even do many more of these headlines. But I just saw another thing that just reminded me of a major event. Sting is announcing his retirement at one of the next pay-per-views. This is freaking sad. Sting is one of my favorites of all time. Hey Siri, how old is Sting the wrestler?
Sting is 72 years old.
Oh my god. No, that's not. Hey Siri, how old is Sting from WCW?
Here's what I found.
Sting is 64. The singer Sting is 72. I was like, wait, Sting can't be 72. Sting the wrestler is 64 years old. He was born March 20th in 1959. He has done so much over the years that I might get emotional when he retires. And I'm so happy he's been in the game, whatever you want to call it. I'm just so happy he's been in the game for so long. His time in WCW was just amazing. I loved every minute of it. Oh, he had an amazing run in TNA before going to WWE. And I still need to eventually catch up with all the old TNA with Sting. That's a whole lot of lore there as well. Then he went to WWE after a while, but they didn't use him right. They really didn't do much with him. But I'm just really happy that he's been able to, at 64, and he's been in AEW for a few years. So in his 60s, he's done some amazing things. Sting jumped from like a 20-foot ladder on someone. Sting jumped off a ladder to somebody on a table at that age. And he jumped from, and he's also jumped over the ropes onto people and jumped off of like the turnbuckle onto people. Like, this is crazy. This is awesome. And it's good to see that he's been in such great shape to do this at 64. And Ric Flair is another one that's been able to perform in his 60s. But I'll tell you what, Sting has been a better performer in his 60s. Let's say from ages 58 to 64, Sting has outclassed Ric Flair from age 58 to 64. Hey Siri, how old is Ric Flair?
Ric Flair is 74 years old.
Jesus, Ric Flair is 74. That's insane. I love Ric Flair though. I don't want to diminish him. So Ric Flair, I watch him all the time. Like, I watch the old WCW wrestling, and he's on a lot of it. I've seen Ric Flair wrestling Hogan. Actually, a few, like this morning or last night, I was watching the Halloween Havocs from like 94 and saw Sting, not Sting, and saw Flair versus Hogan. What an amazing match. Yeah, so I'm going to be really sad to see Sting go, and he deserves all the flowers. So what else can we talk about before we wrap things up? We went over really the big things going on. That's, I think, how we're going to do this. We're going to talk about the big events going on in the wrestling world. I don't want to go through these headlines. They're stupid. Like, Dominic Mysterio sends non-PG message to Rey Mysterio and Logan Paul after their WWE Crown Jewel match is confirmed. Like, I don't care. That's not news. Maven explains why WWE veteran was so irate and angry with him. Nope, that's not a headline. Like, there's nothing good to really click on. John Cena reacts to major rumors about his WWE future. Like, whatever. Like, these aren't... That's the problem with wrestling. There's never really that many good headlines. It's just all stupid stuff. It's all just... It's like gossip bullshit. Sometimes it's juicy gossip, and sometimes it's just bullshit. So I'm gonna spare you the dirt sheets today. I don't see anything really going on. The biggest thing was the CM Punk thing. And that's the speculation thing. But I think if he posted something, you never know, he could be trolling. But hey, if CM Punk shows up as Survivor Series, that's going to be fucking epic. Alright, last call. Is there anything else we want to talk about before I get out of here? Anyone? Bueller? Anyone? Alright, let's just wrap things up and get out of here. Alright, if you want to talk wrestling, send me a message, comment. Comment on this podcast, comment anywhere you can reach me. We'll talk about it. If you want to talk wrestling, hit me up. If you want to be a guest on the podcast, hit me up. All right, we're going to get out of here. All right, have a good one. Peace. Bye. Oh,